and console yourself in it, saying, "Well, I believe in Jesus, I'll be eternally living." You think you're going to walk in and Jesus is going to say, "Well, here's your scepter, here's your rod of iron, go beat those sinners up as you lived your life just like them. The only difference was you believed a set of facts about Jesus that you think are going to save you." Faith without works is dead. If God isn't working in you to will and do his good pleasure, you don't have, that's, salvation is God's work on you. Something has to happen. Faith is an initial sign of the work of God. But salvation comes from before the foundation of the world. So don't congratulate yourself just because you believe something. Rather, follow on, add to your faith. And then you can, like he says, make your calling and election sure. If you do those things, you'll never fail. It's so simple. But these perverse men, they corrupt and destroy. And they deny the Lord that bought them. Not that he, you know, again. They appear as brethren. They appear as though they had been bought of God. But when they deny him in their works, and in the end, they are found not in him, it puts the lie to their claims. And it is evident, because if Christ had bought them, they surely had been made free. They went out from us, because they were not of us. They were once with us. You know, these are, it is evident by their, the end of their end is the evidence that proves whether they or not they were the work of God. Verse 14, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent." There's that word again, diligent. Spadazo, you speed. "That you may be found of him." And we, you know, when I say use speed, that's just like the literal meaning. But the implication is, it is diligence. Go, you know, hustle. So I like, that's the word I like. So you got to hustle for this. That's, I think, a better translation in our modern vernacular. Use hustle, man, that you may be found in him, of him, in peace, without spot and blameless. Well, is that just because he's a latex covering for you? No, you actually are. It's to actually perform those works. As John said, "Let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous." You're not righteous because you claim you believe Jesus rose from the dead. Nope. Abraham believed God. It was imputed to him for righteousness. He believed God in all that God said, not just in one small thing. Though it be a great promise, but in and of itself, it is not the end of our faith. So we got to be diligent so we can be found without spot and blameless and peace in him. I want to be found in him, of him, and by him. Verse 15, "Account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation." Oh Lord, thank you for suffering long with me. He suffered long with me. That I could come to repentance. He still suffers with me. Because I'm not perfect. Because I have not added all those things to my faith. But I believe, and therefore, they will be added to me. But not just because I believe it, but because God is gracious towards me, because he foreknew me. He predestinated me in him to be conformed to the image of his son. That's the only thing that can save me, or anyone. Verse 15 continuing, "Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written to you." That reminds me of Romans, you know. I get one of the reasons people doubt the authorship of Peter is because Peter died before Paul was finished writing his epistles. Or so they say. You know, I don't know whether those things are factual or not. But he had written some of them, and there was enough of his writing, and Peter would have been aware of them. Peter had ran into Paul on numerous occasions, you know, like in Galatia, and Peter was writing to the Galatians, possibly affirming what Paul had written in Galatians, which definitely goes along the lines of what Peter's been saying. And he's really just affirming the same things. But the thing that just reminds me of Romans is when Peter says, it reminds me of Romans chapter 2 when Paul says, Romans chapter 2 verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." His kindness, his grace, is what leads you to repentance. And he's saying, you know, when you judge people who do the same things that you do or have done, don't despise the goodness of God. And it means in the sense of, look at the judgment of God stands sure. That's why the apostles continually, though they write about forgiveness, though they write about judge not, it more has to do with personal judgment. Like, that guy, there's no hope for him. I hope he burns in hell. That kind of attitude. That's damnable. Should not be like that. Rather, we hope all things for all men. Because we don't know who we're dealing with. I said, one time I was a false teacher. You know? Some people may forever remember me as that guy. What am I going to do? So Paul, you know, this is one of the reasons they doubt Peter wrote this, because, well, he was affirming Paul. Peter and Paul had problems and blah, blah, blah. It seems like something someone would want to make sure was, you know, blah, whatever. It makes sense to me. The Holy Ghost testifies. It's beautiful that Peter would testify of Paul, because they had a relationship one with another. And at one time, Paul even rebuked Peter, and this shows his humility. You know, he held no bitterness against that. This is written near the end of Peter's life. So whatever you want to say about it, it was written at the farthest out point in Peter's life. So it makes sense that he would be familiar with quite a bit of Paul's writing at this point. There's nothing to deny. And it also is, I believe that Peter, it has been suggested to me at one point, and I'm totally agreeable to the idea that Peter may have been